So, hi, it's Tim for Scientia, and I'm here with...
Leanne Feichtinger.
And Cindy Nong.
And you guys come from...
We've come from the University of British Columbia in Canada.
Welcome. Welcome to conference.
Thank you.
So, tell me a little bit about what happened before you were using the Scientia software. Give us a bit of background on the university's kind of timetabling and scheduling operations.
Sure. We have about 150 timetable reps. They reside in each of the faculties, and they predominantly do the timetabling for each of their own faculties. We have a central office in what's called enrollment services, that's the registrar's office, that facilitates any conflicts and looks at basically ensuring that any university policies are adhered to and scheduling guidelines that we have if there happens to be conflicts within space or just the need to be able to move one class to another class and there happens to be two particular classes wanting the same space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so which products are you currently using of our range?
We're using Timetabler, Antiplier's Timetabler, WRB, Exam Scheduler,
mm-hmm. SWS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are our main ones, yep.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about how using the products and our services has helped the university to manage its, you know, scheduling better.
Sure, yeah. We had a scheduling software. We went down a little bit of over the course of a decade. We probably did a little bit too much customization with that software, and it got to a point where we were needing to do something different in terms of either upgrading that software or finding something that would meet our needs. So we recently implemented Scientia. I think we went live October 2014, and we've been able to conduct one academic scheduling cycle since then. Mm-hmm. Predominantly, the decision when we implemented Scientia was to do a technology swap. So we kept all of our processes, policies, and practices intact and just started to use the new software. And it's been a bit of a transition in terms of a learning curve for our timetable representatives because we do have 150 of them. And so with that, there's always a bit of a learning curve in terms of getting used to a new software. I think with this change, it's really instituted some discussion around looking at our scheduling practices, looking at our policies, and now we're at a point of thinking about how we can change those that now that we've implemented the technology side of things.
Okay, cool. I mean, do you think it will reduce the need, the number of timetabling reps that you actually have in the university? Is that something that you would be looking at? Is it simplified things in that respect, do you think?
I think definitely there's a desire to explore that. I think with the decentralized nature of having 150 timetable reps, you always are thinking about training and keeping people up to speed in terms of their knowledge, and that can always be a challenge with staff attrition. So definitely there is some thought and desire to look at how we can centralize and maybe reduce that and use the software where we can really leverage more opportunities around having the software do some of the work.
Sure, okay. So tell me about your favorite sessions at conference, which have been the kind of most important ones for you to have been to.
So for me, I come from facilities planning, which is called Estates over here. So for me, the most interesting one so far has probably been the University of Edinburgh presenting about their modeling. Mm-hmm. That's something I'm very interested in looking at to see how changes in the estates can affect the scheduling mm-hmm. of courses.
And how useful has it been for you to come to the conference, you know, overall in terms of meeting the community?
Yeah, it's been really great because since we're one of the only schools in North America to use Scientia, so it's been great to see what other people are doing over here and have some contact time with everyone.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So you've done some good networking and made some new contacts and hopefully some friends with other institutions.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's nice to know. I mean, we're on a different continent.
Yeah.
So it's definitely nice to know that others are experiencing some of the same things that we are. Definitely University of Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. It was great to make some contacts there. Yeah. And then just kind of hearing what they do, that we definitely have some similarities mm-hmm. and there's some differences. And sharing those really helps us put some things into perspective.
Great. So plenty to take back with you to the university.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you both for coming and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.